It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio, and it's time for quarter number two, and that's Tucker's Tape. It is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. For the best single game RV value in Happy Valley, check out GoPSURV.com. And remember, the Blue White game's coming up, and GoPSURV.com has your ticket for the weekend. For Blue White, you can get an RV starting from $350. That's Friday through Sunday morning, including transportation to and from the stadium, complete with daddy sodas. You get all the amenities, 409tailgateclub.com. Barbecue will be there. You can show up Friday night. They'll have the whole big screen set up. So check it out. It's a great deal. Up to four people. GoPSURV.com, $350. I don't know what that is per person. I'm not the math guy.
Can't divide four into 350?
Not right now.
All right.
No.
All right.
Nope. Sorry.
Yeah. Not, it's just under 90 bucks.
Ross Tucker, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Okay. I'm a little under the weather, but I'm here and I'm talking Penn State football. I certainly did not want to miss this after a week off last week. Went skiing with the family, which was great. But I wanted to make sure I'm back, and I'm excited for next week. I guess we'll be talking about some of these other commits, including the quarterback commit. I got to do my breakdowns for the other 2020 commits over the next couple of weeks, but not what we're doing today, Andy. Tell them what we're doing today.
All right. This Tucker's Tape is going to be Penn State guys at the NFL Combine. There's seven of them. You're going to break them down as draft prospects, what you think, what you see, what they need to work on, all of that stuff, which is right up your alley. Penn State did a little bit of Combine takeover last year, as we remember, with Saquon Barkley, Mike Gesicki, and Troy Apke leading the way. Those eight guys last year all had a really good combine. So we'll have to see how it goes this year. One by one, are you ready, sir? We'll do them alphabetically.
I am, and I would say this. I'm talking specifically about what's most important for them at the combine.
Right.
And I would also say I don't expect Penn State to have a combine takeover this year.
I do not disagree with you.
Yeah. I mean, Bob, I'll ask you this. Out of those guys, if there's one guy that you think would really be impressive with his physical testing numbers, who would it be?
I think Miles has a chance to put on a nice little show. It's always about the 40s times, I think, with the running backs. But and I'm curious to see how Sharif Miller, believe it or not, runs. I think that he can really help himself at the combine.
Interesting. All right. I don't picture either one of those guys being all that impressive with their physical testing numbers, but that's why they do it, right?
That's why they do it. All right, let's go. Let's start with offensive lineman Ryan Bates. He's a guard, right?
Yeah, so it's good timing, too. He is a guard at the next level, I believe, maybe even a center. I think his greatest value to a team right now will just be his versatility. You know, I think somebody will say, you know what? This guy looks like he could be a swing guy for us, perhaps even backing up at guard and tackle, maybe even center. You know, he kind of reminds me of a guy I played with the Cowboys, Tyson Walter from Ohio State. He played left tackle for Ohio State. But when we were in Dallas, he could play tackle and get it done. He could play guard and get it done. He could play center and get it done. I could play tackle and kind of not really get it done. I was more guard center, but that's a lot of value. Now, I did see recently, you know, when his combine numbers came down, he had pretty short arms. He was like 32 and an eighth. That's pretty short compared to Connor McGovern, who had 34 and an eighth. That's a 2-inch difference for your arms. So they'll look at him and think, no chance, offensive tackle. But I've seen him do it enough that I feel like he could do it. He's just probably not what you're looking for as a starting offensive tackle. I think for him, and like a lot of these guys, you know, because he's not overly big, I think he's 6'4 and a half, 304, I think you want to see him move pretty well. And I think he will. I actually think Ryan has a chance to move
right
pretty well in the drills and 40 time.
How about a Penn State NFL comp? I think he's actually bigger, but in my mind, if A.Q. Shipley can play in the league, because he wasn't really that coveted coming out of Penn State, but he played at right. Penn State for 2 or 3 years, moved from defensive line to offensive line. And I think in the NFL, he was a center, guard, backup, and then he actually became a starter late in his career. I would think that is there a chance for us that Ryan can maybe follow even his path, even though there may be different body types?
Well, I think AQ is really just a center only. I mean, he played guard in a pinch, but he's really a center only because of how short he is and how short his arms are.
Right.
And I would also say, I feel like AQ, like he was first team all Big Ten. He was a dominant player. I don't know that Ryan ever became a dominant player. Was he all Big Ten anything?
I think he might have got his last year. He might have got third team or something like that. That was the best. I thought he had some better years even before last year. So
I think he would have been better off from that standpoint staying at guard.
Yeah.
You know, you almost wonder
right.
from his standpoint, it helped that he had the versatility, but it hurt his ability to really excel in any one area.
Right.
He would have been better if he could have stayed at left guard the whole time.
Defensive lineman Kevin Givens, the wild card, it seems, for the guys that
haven't heard a lot about him.
Right.
I do think that he's coming out the right time for his size, for his traits. People are looking for guys like that. And I think he probably has a chance to you know, maybe more than anybody, he probably has a chance to do some things.
He's really strong.
He's really strong, and he's like, he always did well in the testing stuff at Penn State, right?
Yeah, and Sean Spencer was a big fan. He said, he's one of the very few guys that could play on the nose at the three technique. If you remember 2 years ago, he played some defensive end when they got in a pinch, and he kind of was able to kind of anchor against the run. I think he's a pretty versatile guy. I just want to know how the NFL views him and his physical skills. Because he might be a player that might have a flag or two off the field. We'll have to. You're not going to know about it, but you just wonder how it's all going to balance out.
And I think he's a guy that they look at right now as probably a situational pass rusher. But then the question is he good enough at that?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, his body type is a situational interior rusher, but was he good enough at that at Penn State to think he should be one of our guys actually in there?
Do we have a deal for you, Keystone Sports Network fans? Our friend Mark at GoPSURV.com is giving away a free RV for Blue-White Game Weekend. All you need to do is download our app. It's Keystone Sports from the App Store on your phone. Click on the free RV button on the right-hand side. Supply us with your name and email address. We already have more than 250 entries. So get yours in by March 12th. We will draw the winner on March 14th. All right, we're continuing with Tucker's Tape, talking about Penn State guys at the NFL Combine. Ross is breaking them down on what he's looking for from them at the Combine. Now it is offensive guard Connor McGovern.
So I think McGovern, Amanio, and Miles Sanders are the three guys that have a chance to go in the first 2 days. I don't think any of them are first-round picks, but I think Connor, Miles, and Amanio all could go Friday night. Connor has long arms. I mentioned that. He's 6'5 and a half, a very lean 308, a very lean 308. And I just think people will be intrigued by his versatility, center and guard, and the fact that he's a guard that has that long arms.
Right.
I think one of the questions will be how well he moves. So I would say the short shuttle will be big for him. His 10-yard burst will be big for him as well. But there's mixed reviews on him, which is interesting.
There is. That's what I was going to say. He runs hot and cold in terms of comps and reviews.
Some people really like him. Some people don't see it.
Yeah. And I know he's a finisher. I know he's a run blocker. He's pretty good. So I wouldn't be unhappy. You're not going to be unhappy with him as a guard, plus with his versatility. Quarterback Trace McSorley is next. Sort of the
he was barely over 6 feet tall. He was 202 pounds. He ended up weighing less than Kyler Murray. He's got really short arms. He is not good in the measurable category. I think he can help himself with a really good 40 time, but ultimately it's going to be how he throws that people are going to care the most about. So he's more of a drills guy than he is the physical testing, because I don't think you're taking him based on what kind of 40 time he runs or anything like that.
Do you think it's better for him in the position that he's in to get drafted by a team or to be an undrafted free agent where he can pick his quarterback room?
No.
Drafted. Okay.
It's almost impossible now for undrafted free agents quarterbacks to make a team.
All right.
He needs to get drafted so they think about maybe keeping him as the third guy.
Okay, defensive end Sharif Miller. Do you eliminate half the teams that, you know, run a 3-4 defense or a base anymore for him? Or
I don't think he's a 3-4 guy.
Right, that's what
I'm
saying.
I don't think he's heavy enough to play DN. I don't think he's athletic enough to be outside linebacker. I don't know what the breakdown is, Andy, of 4-3 versus 3-4, yeah. But I'd be curious about that. I do think he has some versatility to maybe rush from the inside. Although they didn't do that with him that much,
no.
Did they?
No, he wasn't. He very rarely, if ever, kicked inside.
So I would say the combine's probably more important for him than anybody else.
I think he can help himself. Sorry.
Yeah. Bob really thinks he can. He really needs to show some explosive ability, broad jump, vertical jump, 40-yard dash, his 10-yard split in the 40-yard dash, short shuttle. He needs to show people that he's got more juice than it looks like he has on tape.
He's already strong. It's just he needs to show the hop and a little more hop.
Well, you're looking to see, does he have the ability to rush the passer off the edge at a decent level at the next level, or is he just going to be a run stuffer?
Okay, next one is cornerback Amanio. There, you know, Russ, there were 10 corners taken in the first 3 rounds last year of the NFL.
Is he the last one?
No, there's one.
No, Miles Sanders.
Oh, okay.
You want to just throw them together now? Says we're
So Amanio and Miles Sanders. It's funny that these are the last 3 guys alphabetically, because I think the combine's most important for these last 3 guys: Sharif, Amanio, Miles Sanders, because their positions, they really need to show speed and explosiveness. They really, you know, the testing numbers matter. Troy Apke went in the 4th round after last year, right? So Miles Sanders needs to lay down a good 40 time and show some juice in his legs in the broad jump and vertical jump. And the same with Amanio. I mean, Amanio, I've read it 20 times now. The question with him is his catch-up speed. How fast is he really? He's got the size. He's got the ball skills sometimes. How many games did he drop interceptions?
There were some drops. He had some drops.
Yeah.
Much like the Penn State wideouts, he had some issues.
He's got the ball skills sometimes. I love his technique. I like a lot about him, but they're going to want to know if he makes a mistake, can he catch up? So I'd say for all 3 of the guys we just did at the end, it's very, very important what their 40 time is, and then their vertical and broad jump, and even their shuttle. You know, for those positions, the athletic movement skills are really, really important.
So there's 7 guys in this group all going to the combine. Just your rough number, do you think 4 or 5 of them get drafted, period? I'm not talking about early or late. I'm just talking drafted.
I think 5 get drafted, and I think 3 of those are in the first 2 days. Bob's going 6. I'm going 5.
All right, that'll do it for quarter number 2 from the Labatt Studio. Your questions, Ask Ross is next.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.